Seattle police begin to enforce vandalism laws after Biden sworn in. By Bob Price on January 24, 2021. The Seattle police chief announced on Saturday his officers will begin enforcing vandalism laws in the wake of President Joe Biden's inauguration. His announcement followed anti-police protests in Seattle on January 20. Seattle Police Chief Adrian Diaz announced on Saturday that his officers will execute a tighter policy in regards to enforcing laws against vandalism. Diaz told reporters he wanted to crack down on property destruction for months, the Seattle Times reported. His comments follow a violent Antifa protest on Inauguration Day that left multiple businesses in the downtown district vandalized. Rioters also set fires in the street and burned an American flag. Seattle Police Department officials reported they arrested three people during the riots. Three arrested during Wednesday evening demonstration. Seattle Police Department, at Seattle PD, January 21, 2021. The chief said that after Wednesday's events, it doesn't matter who is in the presidential office. It really is a matter of understanding that people are just out there for destruction. Anti-ICE, anti-prison rioters marched in the streets carrying an Antifa flag, journalist Brendan Guttenschwitzer tweeted. No cops, no prisons, total abolition. Antifa marched through Seattle tonight for an Inauguration Day J20 demonstration. Hashtag Seattle protests. Hashtag J20 pic.twitter.com/c.get8ukn. Brendan Guttenschwitzer, Epgonocene, January 21, 2021. The protests turned violent as Antifa smashed windows in multiple businesses and the local courthouse, Seattle police tweeted. Police have arrested a man in the 1900 block of Pike Place for investigation of burglary and for the property damage seen in these photos. pic.twitter.com/l2hnb4tvp5. Seattle Police Department, at Seattle PD, January 21, 2021. Diaz teamed up with Seattle City Attorney Pete Holmes to discuss the new policy of increased prosecutions. Seattle Police Department spokesperson Officer Valerie Carson to the local newspaper. Despite the alleged agreement to increase prosecutions, Holmes told the newspaper that misdemeanor policies remain the same. The chief said many of the 600 people arrested since last spring have not been prosecuted. Most of those cases are misdemeanors, the article continues. I have been in conversation with the city attorney's office, Pete Holmes, and he will be prosecuting these cases, from now on, the chief told reporters. He has actually allowed us to have the support of his staff, to assist in review of those cases as they occur, so they can be prosecuted to the fullest extent. It appears, however, the chief and city attorney are not on the same page. The city attorney's spokesman, Dan Nolte, emailed a response to inquiries and said, the Seattle City Attorney's Office policy has been consistent. Pete Holmes has no interest in charging peaceful protesters. Protesters took to the streets again on Saturday, police officials tweeted. After blocking traffic on 2nd Avenue between Madison Street and Marion Street, the group has returned to their starting point at hashtag Occidental Park. pic.twitter.com/n/oopf. Seattle Police Department, at Seattle PD, January 24, 2021. Officials did not say if any vandalism occurred or if any arrests were made. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's Sunday morning talk show, What's Your Point? Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price, Parler at Bob Price, and Facebook.